From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. We have heard about the fallout for months. Defaults, foreclosures, hedge funds in trouble, volatility in the stock market, and mortgage companies close to bankruptcy. Today, President Bush announced his administration's first major steps to address the subprime lending crisis. Economists estimate that more than 2 million people could lose their homes as their interest rates rise and the value of their property stops rising or even falls. Democrats have criticized the president as being slow to act. Well, today, Mr. Bush promised some help, as NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The president started his Rose Garden speech on a glass half-full note, saying that changes in the mortgage industry in recent years created a record level of home ownership. But
unfortunately, there's also been some excesses in the lending industry. One of the most troubling developments has been the increase in adjustable rate mortgages that start out with a very low interest rate and then reset to a higher rate after a few years.
Many of these exotic adjustable loans are right now going up through the roof to 10-11% or higher and adding many hundreds of dollars to borrowers' monthly payments, President Bush.
This has led some homeowners to take out loans larger than they could afford, based on overly optimistic assumptions about the future performance of the housing market. Others may have been confused by the terms of their loan or misled by irresponsible lenders.
The president says he doesn't want to bail out homebuyers or lenders who were reckless, but he says he wants to help responsible homeowners who got stuck. One measure that goes into effect right away uses the Federal Housing Administration to help people refinance into loans with better terms. Most lenders won't offer new loans to borrowers who've gotten behind after their loans adjusted higher, but if the FHA insures a new loan, the borrower can refinance. Another measure that needs congressional approval would waive a tax that homeowners pay if a lender forgives part of their loan.
The proposals are helpful.
Mike Calhoun is the president of the Center for Responsible Lending, a nonprofit, nonpartisan research group. The FHA estimates that the Bush proposal would help an additional 80,000 homeowners to refinance. Calhoun says that might sound like a lot.
Even the administration acknowledges, though, that several million homeowners face large payment shocks and the threat of foreclosure in the upcoming year. So we need to increase the order of magnitude of this response by at least 10 or 20 fold.
Calhoun says the real hope for the bulk of the homeowners in trouble is for the lenders and servicing companies to renegotiate the loans to make them more affordable. President Bush.
I strongly urge lenders to work with homeowners to adjust their mortgages. I believe lenders have a responsibility to help these good people to renegotiate so they can stay in their home.
But housing advocates say such statements alone don't have a lot of teeth. And they say the president and others in Washington need to do more than just ask lenders to work with homeowners. Bruce Marks heads up the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America. The group is working with borrowers who, Marks says, are stuck in unfair loans.
We have submitted literally over 1,000 submissions to the various lenders to get them to restructure the loans, and they're not doing it. Right now, the lenders are only giving lip service, and the president and Congress are letting them off the hook.
Much of what the president put forth today has already been proposed in the House and the Senate. Housing advocates say much stronger measures are emerging in Congress. Some would make it harder for lenders to foreclose without first working in good faith with borrowers. Chris Arnold, NPR News.